nothing about the visa, because the guy that made this is that guy to whom I interviewed. Mm-hmm.
We started the fourth perek in Beitza, and we're on Chof Tesamim Beis on the last line. Mr. Gruber tells me that he has a yahrzeit tonight for his father, so we dedicate the shir in his memory, Rabbi Yisrael Shimshon Reb Tzvi. The Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah, we learned. Even the Mishnah Baruch, the Dechor, that you shouldn't, let's say if you have to carry a lot of food to the Sukkah, or you're carrying a lot of food, you're having a picnic in the park on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry for Echol Nefesh. So let's say it's a catered function. So you're going to carry tons of food, so it looks over the Dechor if you carry a lot in one part. So the Mishnah says you try to carry a little at a time, have a lot of people, each one carries a little bit, try to make a shinui, but it shouldn't look like you're doing business. Shouldn't look like this. Okay, that was the beginning of the Mishnah. And then the last line on Chof Tes on the base says, the last line and the first line on Laman Amud Aleph is the old Shailah Mukta that comes up every 10 blocks of Masechah Shabbos and every 7 blocks of Masechah Beitzah. Beitzah is Miyuchad, all about Mukta. It keeps on coming up again. There is a Machlokes Hatanayim, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't believe in Mukta. Rabbi Yudah doesn't believe in Mukta. He doesn't hold for Mukta. So usually we make a mistake. You say a pen is muktzeh, and a screwdriver is muktzeh, and a hammer is muktzeh. So that's a mistake. That's not muktzeh. That's klisha melachtelis. And klisha melachtelis, you're not allowed to be metaltel unless it's litzach gufa litzach mekaymai. If it's in the way and you want to eat, so you are permitted to move it away. If you really have money, money is muktzeh mamish. Let's say you have broken glass. Let's say you have junk, garbage. A piece of junk. Money as al pidin considered junk. Money is considered junk. It has no ishtamshis. You can use it to buy other things. But basically money is considered muktzeh machmas gufo, like eitzim avono yofa, is considered a piece of junk. That's what the halacha says. So muktzeh, if you have money on the table and it's in the way, so you know, or let's say you want to use a quarter to open up a jar that you're not allowed to use. A screwdriver or a hammer to open up a jar you may use, because that's a please. It's a kli, that's not a piece of junk. A screwdriver is a kli. It's a kli shemalachtali, sir. So like a pen, like a pencil is a kli. It's a kli shemalachtali, so you're not permitted to be metaltel to protect it, but you are permitted to move it. Let's say gufa, if you want to use it to open up a jar, or let's say mukam if it's in the way. But muktzanamish, you're not permitted to be metaltel even let's say gufa, let's say mukam. If it's a dirty diaper, let's say diaper today, dirty diaper is the chmamish junk. So that's a special hetter. That's a gerev shalrei. If you say you're not allowed to move the dirty diaper, so the diaper the baby on the bed, so the bed is going to have the dirty diaper. So that's terrible. So that's a special hetter. You're permitted to remove the gerev shalrei. Okay. So how can there be a machlekes Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon? Whether you believe in muktzeh, of course you believe in muktzeh. If you have eitzim avon of yofa, if you have junk pebbles. Broken glass. Everybody believes in that muktzeh. No, machlekes Rabbi Rab Shimon is if you have oichlim, either meichel adam or meichel behem, or you have kelim, which we clear. If you would ask the balabas or the balabas, the balabas doesn't know. They ask the balabas. On erev Shabbos, erev Yom Tov, we ask her. She's about to bench lift. Do you think you're going to eat that food on Shabbos? If she says maybe, so then it's not muktzeh. Then it's who's not. Then it's hazman. She doesn't have to have in mind everything explicitly. If it's an umdur in the mukhach, that she probably may decide to use it on Shabbos, that's called mukhan. Yeah, if you ask her, do you think you're going to use all the dishes? Maybe. If guests come, she'll use all the dishes, station dishes, milchig, maybe. Maybe she'll give a big shot of shuris, milchig, maybe she'll give a big place again. Maybe she'll use all the dishes. So the dishes are not mukhach and the food is not mukhach. But let's say you have lamash of Pesach bigger dishes on Rosh Hashanah. Or on Shavuot, and yes, do you think you're going to use the dishes? Of course not. And I said, of course not. Who's going to use the Pesach Digger dishes today? It's not Chometz today. Or let's say you have food set aside for some function, for a Sherev Brachos or for a Bar Mitzvah or something.
Okay.
So let's say you ask the Balabas, the Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmash, Erev Yom Ben Hashmash, do you think you're going to eat that? She would say, no, absolutely not. She doesn't play. So that's the Machlokes Rav Yudah Rav Shimon. That's the Machlokes Rav Shimon says that's. Rav Shimon says that it's not muktzeh. Rav Shimon is meikel. He says, since it's Eichelim, or since it's Kelim, so it's Muchan Le'elo. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you need Hachanas Abaylim. You need Hachanas Abaylim. You need that it should be, either the Balabas should think about it, or it should be Umdir in the Muchaf. That if you would ask, you would have asked the Balabas, then she would have said, yeah, I probably won't want to eat. So here, the Gemara has in this topic appears in Masechah Shabbos, it says on Kuf Nun Zayin, and it appears over here. Let's say you have a barn, let's say the farmer stores all of the grain in a silo, in a barn, in a building. And then in the middle of Shabbos, middle of Yom Tov, you want to know why you're allowed to take some of the peiros into the kitchen. Let's say there's an Erev there, it's on Yom Tov, that you're allowed to carry, it's Tzarchach HaNefesh. So you want to know, are you allowed to bring it in? So if you would have asked the Balabas, or the Balabas on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, do you think you're going to take that stuff? They would have said no, absolutely no. We have more than enough in the house. Why should we take the food from the barn? That's going to be in another 3 months. When we run out of food over here, then we're going to bring in the food from the barn. You go, first you eat the old stuff, and then you eat the newer stuff, and then you eat the new stuff. You don't eat the very new stuff first. And then in the middle of Shabbos, middle of Yom Tov, you change your mind. Punk, you want to eat the new stuff. So the Gemara always says, that's a machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon, that according to Reb Shimon, it's not a problem of muktzi, even though, because it's Eichelim, it's Kelim. Even if you would have asked the Balabas, he would say, I don't think I'm going to get to eat it on Shabbos. So he changes his mind, so there's no problem. And according to Reb Yehuda, will be muktzi. Fine. So how do we paskin? So on Shabbos, we know how we paskin. On Shabbos, we paskin. Allah has Reb Shimon, that there's no problem on muktzi. On Yom Tov, it's an Esek, how we paskin. Tanesik on the first daf and Beitza that based on the base, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is the one who edited the Mishnayos and he sometimes wrote a Stam Mishnah to imply Halacha Kistam Mishnah. So Masechet Shabbos he composed the Stam Mishnah in such a way to indicate the Halacha like Rabbi Shimon on Shabbos, and in Masechet Beitza regarding Hilchos Yom Tov, he wrote the Stam Mishnah to imply Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. That's what it says on base and base. So that's why the Mechaber Paskin is in Shulchan Aruch, like those who shame him, who understood this Gemara, to say that on Yom Tov the din is like Rabbi Yehuda. And Yom Tov is more machmer than on Shabbos. Why is it more machmer? Because Yom Tov people carry and they cook food. You're afraid they'll be mezalzel. So the Hachachamim had to introduce a Pshtikel Achumre to be through. They didn't want to make life impossible. So if you want a Pshtikel Achumre, that you should observe the laws of books. That's how happy the Rishonim understood the Gemara. Then we have derived this discussion, Halacha Maaseh is on Daf Mem, the very last Daf in Beitza. The Gemara, every 7-8 blot, the Gemara has his line again about Muktzah. So the Rif has a big discussion on the last Daf. So the Balamor on the right would have the discussion also on the last Daf. So the Ravid writes there, he doesn't think that that's what it means. He said the Gemara never said that. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote a Stam Mishnah to mislead the Balabatim. Balabatim, where Mishnah is, it's a Minkamayra. That the main of the din is like Rabbi Yehuda on Yom Tov. If the master Rav, the Rav will say, no, that's his Stam Mishnah, the din is not so. It's Mutra Yom Tov. It's Mishnah Felach that he wrote his Stam Mishnah. Wasn't really interested in misleading, but Zonda Balabatim main in that on Yom Tov, let him think that there's a little chumrah. If the last will tell him the truth, that it's really Mutra. So the Rabbi said it's not really true. So the Rabbi says it's not really true. That we pass him Beim Shabbos Beim Yom Tov. There's no more. And the Ramah pass is also like the Rosh at the end of the Masechta that we don't really, not like the Rabbi. The Rabbi says there's no difference at all between Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Ramah pass is like the Gemara. Yeah, that there is a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, but not like the Mechaber. That you pass it on the Pesach, the Gedishas, and on the cake in the freezer, that it's Muktzah. On Yom Tov, no. Neulad, Shena Gomor, that Muktzah you would hope. Just say, if I had chicken, and the chicken is Michael Odom, so after you finish eating it, you're left with bones, so the bones are only Michael Behemoth, unless you leave all the chickens, so it's still Michael Odom. It's Michael Odom, and it's still Michael Odom. Let's say you ate up all the chicken, there's no more chicken left, there's only bones. So the bones is Michael Behem, so Michael Odin Shemishtan Aliyah is Michael Behem, but that's called Noilad. But that's not a real Noilad. I think the Shinoda, it's a bigger Noilad. This is a little Noilad. So this is called Noilad Shein Agomer. So Noilad Shein Agomer, that's also a Machlegis of Yudu Reb Shimon, so Yom Tov Machman, Noilad Shein Agomer. Noilad Shein Agomer. Noilad Gomer, even Reb Shimon is masking.
Not complete.
Yeah. Christ is right on that base on the Rabbah. Noilad Gomer. So even Reb Shimon is masking that would be Muktzah. But no, Lachena Gomor, that's a Machlegs of Yud Reb Shimon. So the Rosh says that that's what we're machmer on Yom Tov. The Gemara Taka meant what it said, the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, that on Yom Tov we're machmer, and not we're machmer on the Pesach, the Gedush, and machmer on the cake in the freezer. But machmer on the Noilat Shein Adom. So that's a machregis, the Mechab and the Ramot. So now the Gemara picks up the same theme over here. There's a stirim in A Bay in one line in the Mishnah. Here, the last line on Chof Tessam and Beis, and the top line on Lamed Amanav has one sentence that contradicts itself. That's like there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It says, Hakol Tzofri, Vahoyeshus and Sinah. The Rebbe Akiva held that Rosh. Rebbe Akiva, Hakol Tzofri. The Rebbe Shalom sees everything in advance. He knows everything, there's idea. And nonetheless, Vahoyeshus and Sinah, everybody has Bechiru Chavshis to do whatever they want to do. So how can it be? The Rebbe Shalom knows before you do it what you're going to do. And then you have Bechiru Chavshis. Astirim and Eibay. So here also, the Mishnah makes a statement, sounds like it's one sentence, it is one sentence. Maschile maremas ateven, avlo beitzem shebe muktzeh. Means, if you have arema is a pile. You have a pile of teven is hay. What do you do with hay? Hay is for horses. No, hay, the behemoths eat hay. So if you have an aremas ateven, untouched by human hands, this pile of hay has been sitting there for the last 3 months. So what do we feed the animal? We have other stacks of hay. Closer to the behemoth sleeps in the stable, right. Eats in the stable, so we have all the hay there. Then we have a stack of hay a few blocks away, let's say, on the farm in another location. So are you permitted to start a new stack of hay on Yom Tov? It's Michael behemoth, but if you would ask the balabas, if you'd ask the farmer, heir of Yom Tov, Ben Ashmash, do you think you're going to eat that hay? No, enough hay over here. Make a taste, why should he start? So it says, nonetheless, despite the fact that he didn't have that in mind at all, maschilim, you can start yesh me'ayin, a new stack of hay. In other words, there's no problem amuktzah, since it's ma'achad behemeh, so it's mucha me'ayelot, so it sounds like halachic Reb Shimon. And then the next line, shtei faket, avol, however, lo be'etzim shebe muktzah. If you have logs, what do you use logs for? On Shabbos, etzim avon of the offer is muktzah. But on Yom Tov, the logs are not muktzah, you can use them to make a fire. So let's say you have chopped logs that you use for firewood. So that's not muktzah on Yom Tov. Oh, but it depends where it is. So let's say you have a fireplace in the house, and then you have the logs next to the fireplace. You have the fireplace in the house, you have logs on the porch. So you can take the logs on the porch and put it in the fireplace and make a fire. What if you have logs? You have logs in the fire. You have logs next to the fireplace. You have logs on the porch. Then you have a stack of logs that is in the backyard, the muktzah. Muktzah means a location in the backyard, all the way over there. When you run out of logs on the porch, then you go over there. You don't have to have a ton of logs. So it says that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to go to get the logs in the middle of Yom Tov to throw in the furnace. If it's far away, and if you would have asked them on Erev Yom Tov, do you think you're going to use those logs? He would have said, no, that you're not allowed to do. So Gemara says the exact same Shaila. The Tevin is Michael Behemen, it's not Muktzeh. So it says you're permitted to maschilim. You're allowed to start the new stack of tevin, even though on Erev Yom Tov you would have asked the farmer, he would have said, I don't think I'm going to use that. But to start a new stack of logs, avaloi be'etzim shev muktzah, that you're not allowed to start. So the Gemara says the exact same thing. Which is it? Is halachik Reb Yud, is that halachik Reb Shimon? That's the machleik, is the mechab and the ramah. Is that on Yom Tov? This is meretuch do Yom Tov. Is the halacha of Reb Yehuda on Yom Tov? Is the halacha of Reb Shimon on Yom Tov? So the Gemara has two ways to read the Mishnah. Two lashonos, the last 10 lines on Lamed Amud Aleph. So the Gemara wants to know which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule of it. How are you supposed to read the Mishnah?
That's what I would have said.
That's what I would have said, that logs are mamish muktzah, and the only time you're allowed to use the logs is if you are mazmin it mebod yom. So despite the fact that it's muktzah, like if you had a bris, so the minig is, bein b'shabbos, bein b'yanta, bein b'chol, when you have a bris, so you take the orla, the skin that you cut off, and you're matmin ba'ofa. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, an old minig from the days of the Gaonim, from the days of the Zohar. And it's based on the Zohar, that it says in the Vuas, Bilam, Harasha, Mi mona afar yankif, nispar asrova yisrael. So what does that mean? Mi mona, who can count afar yankif? So the Zohar is quoting the Shulchan Aruch, who can count how many kindalach there are that are matmin the oil on the offer. Other statements that some minute to be matmin the oil or law in offer. So the Shaila, so the Gaonim had a Shaila, This is Nicha, the bris is on a weekday, so offer is not, doesn't pose a problem on Mukta. But Eitz Marvana, the offer, Hatushkin Shtamshus, it's a piece of junk, it's not a kli and it's not Echel. So how can you maintain such a minig on Shamsi Yontif? So the Mechaber quotes from the Rishonim, from the Goyim, that if you mazmin the offer on a bod yom, despite the fact that it's Mukta, it doesn't become a kli, despite the fact that it's Mukta, if you mazmin it for the purpose of being matmin the offer, so it has a heter. So I would have said like that also. I would have said there's no contradiction in the Mishnah, but I agree with you, but the Gemara doesn't say our answer. I don't know why.
Rashi is talking about Hasukkah. Rashi is talking about fuel. So Hasukkah Tathan and Hasukkah Aitan is the same. So the Kashi is the Emes is a strong Kashi.
Yeah, but the Tevin is Michael Behemoth.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Rashi is talking about Hasukkah.
What is he using it for?
Aitan Hasukkah and Tevin Hasukkah. And that is even sweeter.
Yeah, but still, the Tevin is the food, so Oichlam and Kalim is not Muktzah, I would have said. I would have said Oichlam and Kalim is not Muktzah. So the Mishnah says, even though I want to use the Oichlam for Hasukkah purposes, it's not Muktzah, so there's no problem. So Maschilim are Emes. Avalei be'etzim shebemukta, I would have said, why? Because the logs are not Michael, and it's not a kli, it's a log. So it really is mukta. But if you're mazminit mebod yom an erev yontif, then despite the fact that it's mukta, has a hetish tamshis, a hetish tilta for that purpose. But if you want mazminit,
then...
What the tevin?
What is if you don't have any?
Then you have a strong kasha.
You don't have any animals.
Yeah, it's a good kasha.
That's what Rashi says. If a person doesn't have any animals, but it's still Michael Behemoth. I mean, but he doesn't plan to feed it to any animals.
That's what I said.
I don't know. The Gemara holds that as a kasha. I'm not sure. The Gemara holds that as a kasha.
It's an even stronger kasha that way. Because the Eitzim and Tevin are both in the same category. One is Lahasuk and the other one is Lahasuk. So the Gemara has a very strong
kasha. Exactly the same thing.
Exactly.
It's exactly the same thing.
If you go into a Machal Bahaim and Eitzim and not a Machal Bahaim, you have a problem with the kasha.
Here we are separating localities. We say, what is right on here, I cannot use, but what is closer to me, I use. So therefore, I prescribe to you which particular locality. And yet, I don't see a separation of ownership. Let's say, is there no difference between whether the tavern or the eitzim, if they're for sale or if they're for sole use? Let's say you can have a bulk, you have a whole stack of eitzim, but you also happen to, after Sabbath, you happen to sell the eitzim.
Yeah.
There's a big difference whether I take the eitzim from the ones I sell, whether I take the eitzim who belong to me only for my own use.
If it's for my own use,
I can use wherever they're located.
Then there's no problem. Then there's no problem. Beret HaZoy. I have these logs in a location where it's clear on Erev Yontif that I didn't plan to use it.
Right.
But yet it doesn't say that they're for sale. It did not come into your property before. It was always on your property. This Shabbos or yesterday, it was the same agent.
Yeah, the Imar Shabbos has such a case. I have a shop adjacent to my home. Mm-hmm. I have my store adjacent to my home. So whatever is in my home, and the minute it is on Shabbos Yontif, I use food in the house. I don't go into the shop, which is adjacent. If I run out, I'll go into the shop. So what happens? I run out of food, then I go into the shop. So that's the machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. Well, you're allowed to take food or kelim that's oimed lemechire, because the umdur in the muchach was on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, you weren't going to use it. You weren't going to use the food and the kelim in your apartment.
Yeah, but
it's a very narrow now to put the label aside, or what you don't know whether you're going to use it. And this is what we're talking about. What is in your mind, whether you're going to use it on Shabbat or not?
The Gemara first thought that both cases in the Mishnah, it's clear he did not have a mind to use it. The Aremas HaTeven, the pile of hay, he did not plan to feed to the animal today's Maschilim. He's starting Yesh Mayar. This is, he never even opened up this bundle of hay, starting it. And the Eitzim Shebe Mukta, Mukta means it's far away. It's in the back.
According to this, it's not like the Dua Yom Bishvilo. It came into the property. He didn't have it yesterday.
He didn't plan to use it on Erev Yontif. So it's the same Shaila. So how come the Mishnah draws a distinction between the Tevin and the Mukta? So that's the Gemara's problem.
It's not mentioned that someone has to jump out of food.
I don't see.
No, Mustama, that's what it means. The shopkeeper had in mind in case any of the Balabatim run out of food. He has a lot of people. The people have a lot of children.
But also the person who's buying it, who runs out of food. The person who wants the shopkeeper, yes, if anybody needs this one, but how about the person who runs out of the food?
No, it's not a problem. The shopkeeper has in mind. He's going to give to customers.
No, it's going to accommodate.
The customer can't be mazmin the food that's in the store. He's not the balabas, the hachana.
The customer is not the household.
He can't make a hachana on someone else's food. The owner has to make the hachana, because the owner has it in. Like, I live in Washington Heights. So the Frume Shema Shabbos, it has the grocery store on the corner, has in mind that young thing, whoever needs him, he'll open up the store and I'll give him and I'll pay him. I call him out. He always has money, he always does it. He always opens up on Yonder, whoever needs, takes, and he closes it down a half an hour later. He opens it.
And now suddenly becoming available to him, there's no plan to use it before, and anymore so, when something's getting out in the field.
So if there was no plan, then it's a machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. But here, the storekeeper has this in mind.
But from the purchaser's point of view,
purchaser can have a house money.
He can't suddenly decide, I need it from the store, and you have to ask permission, but it's not.
Oh, but the shopkeeper had in mind. The shopkeeper is the one who's mad and needs it. The balabas doesn't own it before Yom Kippur. No, that's not a problem. That's not a problem.
Actually, the question is might be
mukhtar
to the customer, but not
mukhtar
to the
shopkeeper. No, it can't be mukhtar to the customer. The shopkeeper
is not the owner of it.
He can't be. He's not the owner. He can't be mazmanit. The shopkeeper is mazmanit. That's not a problem. See, the Gemara wants to know, the Mishnah, the last line in the Mishnah seems to be self-contradictory. It says the same thing, you're allowed to and you're not allowed to. Some kind of a contradiction. So you have to interpret somehow that one is the rule and one is the exception to the rule. So the Gemara is going to have two Lashonos on the last 10 lines. Which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? Is the Halach on Yom Tov like Rav Yehuda? Or is the Halach on Yom Tov like Rav Shimon? That's the machlokes, the mechaber and Ramon. The mechaber paskens on Yom Tov halacha ki Rav Yehuda. And the Ramon says not true. The Gemara said on the first daf that halacha on Yom Tov that muktzah is also is only muktzah of noilo shena gomor, not muktzah of this kind of muktzah of lack of hachana. So that's what the Gemara has the two lashonos. Omer ach kahane zos ameres. Rav Kahane on the last 10 lines on lamin aronter. Rav Kahane says zos ameres. In the opening line over here, the Mishnah says maschilim aremus ateven. Even though he didn't have a mind, he opened up a new container of Michael Behemah. So it's a meres, maschilim ba'oitza t'chila. You're permitted to start it. Huh? Maschilim, the first lashon. Yigmah has two lashonim. So the first lashon is, Amrav Kahane, zos ameres. From the first line, from the opening line in the Mishnah, you see, maschilim ba'oitza t'chila. You're permitted to start a new container of food for the Behemah, even though if you would have asked the farmer on Erev Yom Tov, do you plan to feed the animal this hay, he would have said, no, he has enough hay over here. He's not going to start the new container. Yeah. Mani, whose sheep is Reb Shimon, the Leitzle Muktis, he could even have Yom Tov, that loch is like Reb Shimon. That's how the Ramah passes, like the first Lashon of Rav Kahane. And the Mechab is going to pass like the second Lashon, it could be Yom. Feg the Gemara.
That's Hapshima.
Is that the problem? Is
it like you said, even thinking you did it wrong? That's Hapshima, yes. Avapi, below how you rogel, he never took from this, he used to take from others. He has other stacks of Kevin. He takes other tevin to build. He doesn't take this. This stack of tevin, he didn't have in mind that at all, an Erev Yom Tov to use it. Not for Michael Behemah, not for Hesed, not for any purpose. So nonetheless, the Mishnah says, Leis Lei Mukta. Mishnah says,
I have the intention to use it for food, and then I said I use it for burning. Is that a problem?
No, that's not a problem. No, that's not a problem. I mean, the Mishnah sounds like he didn't have it in at all. Maschilim, Yesh Melech, and he starts a new container. And if you would have asked the Balabas on every other, would have said, I'm not going to eat that. I have enough, right. I have enough in the house. So the first light in the Mishnah, Maschil Maremis Ateben, is Mashma Delay Slay Mukta. Like Rab Shimon, Freg the Gemara, Ema Sefer, the very next line. Not a ratio of the Sefer, the second half of the sentence. Avlad Beitim Sheva Mukta, he's not allowed to start using the logs in the backyard because he didn't have a mind. The next line in the Mishnah contradicts the first line that you're not allowed to start because it goes like Rabbi Yudah. So the first answer, the Gemara says no. The klal is the first half. Maschil Maremus Ateven, the din is like Rav Shimon on Yom Tov. That's how the Ramah puts. The din is like Rav Shimon. The only thing where Ramah's machmir is Nerva Shein Agama, the chicken bones. The chicken bones is Nerva Shein Agama. That's mukta on Yom Tov. But this kind of mukta, that you didn't have in mind the face of the dishes or the food in the freezer, that's mukta we don't hold on. Avloi Beitzim Shebe Mukta means a different thing. I have beams in the backyard that are Emid Labinyan. I'm going to, for construction purposes, I'm going to use it for construction purposes. So that's mukta l'malocha. That's Emid l'malocha. So then in the middle of Yom Tov, I change my mind. I decide I have enough for the construction. I'm not going to use it. So I decided in the middle of Yom Tov, I'm going to use those beams for hasoka purposes. The Gemara says, no, that's mukta machmas b'sorin kiv.
You're going to share that book there for you.
A chair that broke. That's a different thing. There's two different kinds of chairs. If you have a bottle smashed into little smithereens and a little piece of glass, so that's mukta because it's a piece of junk. That's a chair that broke into little pieces and has no function at all. So what happens if you have a chair that broke and now it's not useful at all as a chair, it's not a kli anymore, so that's a piece of junk, that's mukta. It wasn't mukta. Right, it wasn't mukta.
No, that's a lot. And etchem is no lot. No lot. The chair, yeah. Then
yeah.
No lot.
That's no lot, yeah. That's going to be mukta.
If it's the same.
If it's a stool you made, let's say I had a chair originally, it was a chair, now it broke, so now it's a chair for a little child. So then the Gemara says, no, so let's say I originally had a big pot, and it broke a little bit, you can still use it as a kli, a smaller size kli, so then it's not mukta. But if it's not usable at all as a chair, it's only usable as firewood, so then the Gemara says that it will be mukta.
The next yantar you can use it,
next yantar, right? Next yantar you can use it. So first thing Gemara says, the Iker, the first version of Rav Kana, the Iker is the first line. Maschil Marei Masateven, that we don't pass the Mukta on Yom Tov either. No, on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, the din is like Rav Shimon. Avloi Beitzim Shem Mukta, those are different. Doesn't go, I have a bag full of logs. I have a container full of logs. No, I have construction beams. That's Mamish Mukta Labinyan. That's real Mukta, everybody agrees. Then in the middle of Yom Tov, I change my mind and I decide, I have enough beams for building. I'm going to use it for Hasake. So that's Mukta Machmas Chisarin Kis. That's the beginning of my answer. Hocho! The second half of the Mishnah, Avalar Beitzim Shem Mukta goes, Ba'arzi Vashuche, these are big, big expensive beams. Askina, the Mukta Machmas Chisarin Kis. What is the definition of Mukta Machmas Chisarin Kis? I have something. Where the Ike have construction beams, where the Ike Hishtam Shis is Lemalochim, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But it has you can use it for other purposes as well. So that's only called, let's say, a screwdriver or a hammer. The Iker Hishtam Shis is to bang in nails, which is a malacha, or to screw in nails, or to unscrew nails, which is a malacha. Once in a while, you use a hammer and a screwdriver for other purposes, just to open up a jar that's stuck. So that's called Klisha Malacha the Yisr. But here, let's say you have a typewriter. Or you have some...
Natan shel sakinim, the Gemara says. Natan shel sakinim. Natan shel sakinim.
Okay, yeah. If you have some kind of a kli, which is... Okay. You have a kli with the Ike Hishtam Shis is from Malacha, but it's a precision instrument,
yeah.
And your makbid, it's so expensive, your makbid not to use it for any other Hishtam Shis. And then it's not treated like a hammer or a screwdriver just to clean Shemarachta Liyasir. No. Iker Ishtam Shisiz La Malocha. And you are makbid not to use it any other time. So like, it's called Malachta Liyasir. It's called Malachta Liyasir. That's called Mukta Machmas Chisarin Kis. That's Mukta Machmas Chisarin Kis. That's what the Prima Gadim says, Achidish, that this year, Erev Pesach, Zafter, Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat matzah. So he says, the Shmura Mati this year, the Pindvara wants to say, and her Pesach, Shcholiyus B'Shabbos, should be Muktzah. You're not allowed to move it around at all. You're not allowed to set the table on Shabbos for Leil HaSeder, that's Hachana. You're not allowed. But what about to move around the Matzahs? Not to set the table, move the Matzahs from one place to the other. So the Pindvara writes a suggestion that the Matzahs are Mamish Muktzah.
Oh, yeah.
This coming Shabbos, the Matzahs are not Muktzah. There's no Issa. If you want to eat the Matzah, eat. He's going to, hey, which Meshuggah is going to eat? Of course, so much, it's so expensive, you're not going to do it. But there's no prohibition to eat it. But on Erev Pesach, it's forbidden to eat the matzah. Erev Pesach, the Yerushalmi says, you're not allowed to eat matzah. So since the Ikarish Kamshis is that you eat it. If you want, you can feed it to the dogs. The dogs are permitted to eat, and you can feed it to the babies. Yeah, but it's so expensive, he's not going to use it for to feed the little children, or to feed the dog. So that's, he wants to say that that's Mukta Machlan's concern. That's what the Pindagoda wants to say.
Maybe he can use it for Lech HaMishnah. So for Lech. maybe he can use it for Lech HaMishnah. So it does not look so.
That's a Shaila. Can you use matzah for Lech HaMishnah? Lech HaMishnah means...
It's edible.
I have two challahs. I can eat either one. But if I have one challah, that's chafed.
That's something.
So they quote the Chazanish and the Stipula, the brother of Chazanish, that's what they used to do. And at Pesach, Chalis B'Shabbos, they used to eat Chalas on Leil Shabbos. They used to eat up the Chometz, Chometz Dike Chalas. And then on Shabbos morning also, they had one Chometz Dike Chala, and the other one used to have a Matzah, Pesach Dike Matzah, and they would wrap it up, and they would be Mitzarefit for Lech HaMishneh, even though it's in the wrapper, and they would hold them together, so the wrapper would prevent the Matzah from touching the Chometz. And it counts as Lech HaMishneh, even though it's in the wrapper, and even though you're not allowed to eat it. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, he didn't want to say it against the Chazanish, but he just said he wonders if that's acceptable. Lech HaMishneh means, that's the Suda. That's the Suda. How can it be? You're not allowed to eat
Matzah.
That's a Machlokes, when we used to begin. Well, there is such an opinion, but that's not the accepted opinion. That's not the accepted opinion, is that it starts from the morning of Yudal. See, the Kasha, the Pimagodim's whole einfall, that the Shmura Matzah, the expensive Shmura Matzah should be Mukta Machmas concerned kids, because the Ikarish Tamshis of the Matzah is that the adults eat it. And that's forbidden for the adults to eat it. And then there is also a possibility, if you want, you can feed it to the animals, if you want, you can feed it to the children, but it's so expensive, you're not going to do that. So the so expensive that cuts out the Miyutish Tamshis. So it comes out that it's called Malachtali, so that whole Chajman would have been good if the din would have been like the Ramban. The Ramban writes in Sochem that the Isser of eating Matzah, and their Pesach begins from Leil Yudal. Begins from the night time. And in Shulchan Aruch, the opinion is not accepted. Shulchan Aruch, we passed and the Isser begins from the morning. There is such an opinion, like you were saying, the Balamor and the Rosh hold like that. That the Isser Achilas Matzah only begins with the Isser Achilas Chametz, a little before Chatzim. But in Shulchan Aruch, the Pesach is that it begins from the morning. So that's what the latest form writes, that the Primogodim's Chumr, that the Shmur Matzah should be treated as Muktzah, is not always gehalten Allah. Because on Friday night, if you want, you can eat it. You can eat the Matzah. Which Meshuggah is going to eat it? It's so expensive. Of course you're going to save it for Pesach. Why should you want to eat the Matzah? It's too expensive. You eat Chometz, you eat the
That's still Ochel.
Yeah, it's still Ochel. But if the din would have been like the Ramban, that it's forbidden to eat the Matzah on Leil Yudalit on Friday night, and the Miyutish Tamshis, that if you want, you can feed it to the children, or feed it to the children who don't know what Pesach is all about, or feed it to the behemoth. So the Miyutish Tamshis is makbid not to do that. So then there's a chesed that it should have been. Mukta Machlas
Kisan. According to the Pindagoda, something could be mukta according to this. You could eat the matzah at night, forget about the Rambam for a moment. You could have the matzah at night, and not have it in the day. So according to
the
Pindagoda, at night, it would not be
mukta
by day.
It
would be mukta.
No, it won't be
mukta
by day.
No.
I said if the din would have been like the Ramban, that it's forbidden to eat matzah, even Leil Yudalit, then it would have been Mukta Machlas Kisan. But the din is not like the Ramban. You're permitted to eat matzah, Leil Yudalit. You can't say that on Shabbos morning it becomes Mukta. Matzah Balala. Yeah, so since we don't hold like the Ramban. No. We pass them that the Yisra Achilos Matzah begins the morning of Yudalit, not the Leil Yudalit. So since Leil Yudalit is not Muktzah, so there's no reason to declare that in the middle of the day it becomes Muktzah. That's what I'm saying. It's difficult to negotiate. That's the Talmud of Paskim. I'm not happy with that to negotiate. They say it only makes sense if the din would have been like the Ramban, they would have considered saying like the people got. But we don't hold like that people got. Correct. Mukhnaf Sankis depends on the case. Just to give a definition, Mukhnaf Sankis means you have Oichlim or Kalim, where the Iker Hishtamshus of the Oichlim is to eat it, or the Iker Hishtamshus of the Kli is a place, whatever, a typewriter. So you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to type on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not allowed to eat the matzah, let's say, because it's Erev Pesach. So the Iker Hishtamshus is prohibited. But there's a Mirut Hishtamshus for other purposes. So normally that would make it that it's not Muktzah. But if, because it's such an expensive item, the Bailim is makpid not to use it for any other purpose. If he's very wealthy and he doesn't care and he wastes all of his makpid, then it wouldn't be Muktzah. There's no chisaron kis. But if he's makpid not to use the typewriter as a toy, only to use it for typing and not to use it for anything else. So lach sechaita, it's called malach to liyisr. The matzah, the shmura matzah is so expensive he doesn't want to waste it. So he's only going to use it for the adults. He's not going to feed it to the animals, he's not going to feed it to the little babies that don't understand what it's all about. He'll give them egg matzah. He's not going to give them expensive shmura matzah. So if the case is that the balabas is makpid not to use it for the other hishtamshis and the ikar hishtamshis is forbidden, that's a definition of muktzah machnas chisaron kis. Yeah, it depends on the balabas. Yeah. I don't think so. Why should you say Bartlett died for? Why should you say if the person is wealthy and that's the way he fills his house, so there's no chisaron kis? He's not makpid. Why should you say something can become muktzah in the middle of the day. Something can become muktzah if it breaks. I don't know, if I have a kli, let's say I have a jar, which is a kli. And then in the middle of Shabbos is neshes, something changes. Well, now it's not a kli. But if the tchilas hayom, the tum was not muktzah, in the middle of Shabbos something occurs that you're not allowed to eat it, I don't think then it becomes muktzah. I think the
substance itself never
changes. If a change occurred, it broke in the middle of Yom Tov. So at the beginning of Yom Tov it was not Muktzah, but in the middle of Yom Tov it broke, so then it can become Muktzah. It's a different end. But it's the same, that's a Gemara in the end of Shabbos. Let's say I have a sweater. In the middle of Shabbos, it's a good sweater. Beginning of Shabbos is a good sweater. Then in the middle of Shabbos I decide Avatanum chain on the sweater, an old sweater, he throws it out in the garbage. He's not going to use it anymore. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Elamiyata, Zarek, if he throws Zarek glima lashpa, it becomes muktzah. So the Rishonim say on the Gemara, why not? Because since then, Ashmashis, there was a kli, and if you would have asked him, do you plan to use it? Yeah, it's a sweater hanging in the closet. Then in the middle of Shabbos, his wife gets angry and she throws out, what do you keep on that sweater? Throw it out in the garbage. He throws it out. So the Gemara says, since it didn't change, it didn't get torn, so Migud the Lois Tatsoi, it remained non-muktzah till the end of Shabbos. That's the Gemara, the end of Shabbos.
How about a piece of tulle? Shabbos came in with Tahav, it didn't come in with
Shabbos. Yeah, okay. That's a change. Something changed. It's like it broke. Shuna Perah was okay, and Shuna Shalit. I mean, here it becomes Osir. Here the matzah becomes Osir. The Shuna Perah should be like breaking. Could be. Could be. I mean, the matzah becomes Osir Bachila. That should be like breaking. That could be. Could be that you're right. Chomet does become Osir. Yeah. Chomet does become Osir. That's like breaking. So that's what he's telling us. That the matzah becoming Osir should also be like breaking. Could be. Could be. So Nachamal, so the first lashon of Rav Kana is that the Mishnah really goes like Rav Shimon. Maskilim aremes ateven, we don't believe in muktzah, and Avolay beitzim shibam muktzah goes on beams, construction beams. That's muktzah machmas chisaron kis, a different story. That's the first version. That after the Rav Shimon is murdered, the muktzah machmas chisaron kis would be muktzah. Then the Gemara has an ikan the master lo ha sefer. And others have a different version of what Rav Kahane commented, that he said fakert on the sefer, that like the mechaber, that the din on Yom Tov is like Rav Yudin, not like Rav Shimon. That what it says in the sefer, lo beitzim shebe muktzi, you're not allowed to use logs that were not designated mibo yom to be used on Yom Tov. Rav Kahane from this Mishnah Zekman from Dan Zoyser Meres. From the last line of the Mishnah, you see the din is like Rav Yudah. Emas chilim bo etzat chilim. Mani, whose opinion is it? Rav Yudah, he dins lay mukhtse. And the Mishnah writes, Allah is Rav Yudah al Yantav. Even on Shabbos, the din is like Rav Shimon. Al Yantav din is like Rav Yudah. Like the Mechaber Pasuk. Speak to Gemara, what do you do with the Reisha Ema Reisha? It seems to say, Allah is Rav Shimon. Mas chilim bo etzat 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 chilim bo Hashem, that first line, Maschilim Aremes Atevin, is a special case. That what? It doesn't mean that you have a container full of Michael Behemah, and that's all the way that you didn't plan to use. Or you have a container full of hay that you didn't plan to use for fire, and you change your mind. No. That means Nibodyon, we knew already what you're gonna do with that. Hossam, that Mishnah Barema Satavan goes, Betidna Sarya. It's rotten. It's rotten, it's spoiled the hay. So you know for sure you're not gonna feed it to the animals. You're not gonna feed it to the animals. So it's not Aymed Lachilos Behema. It's Aymed Lahasoke from the very beginning. So therefore what? So Aymed Lahasoke, so it is Muhan. Greg the Gemara, Tibna Sarya, why is it automatically Emel Lasoke? Hachazi Latino. Maybe he plans to use it to make bricks out of it. So Vaita, who says that it's Emel Lahishtamshis on Yantiv? You're not allowed to make bricks on Yantiv. And for the Gemara, name, this they quote him. With the first line in the Mishnah, Masina by Remus Hateva means, I have rotten hay, spoiled hay, that I know clearly I'm not going to feed it to the behemoths, they'll get a bellyache. It's not regular Michael Behemoth, they'll get sick. And I can't use it to make bricks out of it because it has thorns in it, so we'll hurt ourselves. So the only thing you can possibly use it for is to burn. And it's Aymed Lekach. So the Mishnah says that din kosher, everybody's masking like that. The Mishnah is saying a simple din, that's L'chol HaDeis. It's Bein L'Rab Yudah, Bein L'Rab Shimon. It's Aymed La'asokah, so you're allowed to. Avloh Beitzim Shem HaMukzah, that light in the Mishnah means that Halachic Rab Yudah. If it's Midod Yom, it's not Aymed Lehasoke, then you're not allowed.
I would not be hoodily husky in regard to the Tibnus of the Tibnus of your Tibnus. What would Rabbi Yehuda say?
So the Gemara is mashma that this case means that it's an Umbud and Muhaf, that it is Aymed Lehasoke Midod Yom. He has food for the animal that's over there. The hay for the animal is over there. And this is near the house, and this is Aymed Lahasoke. This is Aymed Lahasoke.
So Rabbi Hutu would also say,
so everybody would be masking that it's okay.
So the Raisha and the Mishnah would be no machlokes.
No machlokes, yeah. The first Lashon in the Gemara, the two versions of what Rav Kahane said. And these are the two versions, whether the halacha is like the Mechaber, like the Ramo, whether the halacha on Yontan is like Rav Shimon or like Rav Yudah. So the first version, the Gemara said, Om Rav Kahane. He said, Zoysameres, the din is like Rav Shimon. And the second line of Loi Beitzim Shem Muktzah goes, Amukts Machnes Chisar and Kis, that everybody's master. And the second Loshan was, no, Loi Beitzim Shem Muktzah is Halachic Rav Yudah. And the first Loshan in the Mishnah means, L'chol HaDeis, the thing is, Aymed LaHasoke. Aymed LaHasoke, no
master. The line would be, according to the first solution, Rav Shimon will agree with Rabbi Hud and the Seifel. So according to the second Loshan,
Rav Yudah will agree with Rav Shimon and the Reisha. Yeah. So the whole Nafkamina, that's what the Bab and the Sano writes on the bottom of the Rosh. What's the difference, the first Rosh and second Rosh? The Nafkamina is the Stam Mishnah saying like Rav Yudah and Yontav, the Stam Mishnah saying like Rav Shimon. Do you pass like the Mechaber, do you pass like the Ramah? So that's what the Bab and the Sano writes in Ois Gimel. That's the Nafkamina. Okay.
The Chesor and Kish is not the same for everybody. Let's say for instance somebody had eggs in the vineyard and it got very cold. Under normal circumstances, I would not use it, but it's very cold. I can afford to be the average person has his own kids. But I don't think Korban Shalom was good to me. I can afford to take mahogany beams and burn them because I don't want to be cold. Are you telling me now?
You mean if he's a wealthy, that's what he suggests, he's a wealthy person, he's
not
drafted.
Okay. But the whole case depends on the individual.
I think that is true. I think it does depend on the individual. Unless it's such a case that it's taka butler died, takes a das karma, but I don't know if it's butler died, sir. Why should it be butler died?
You just put a coral down and beat it,
Yeah, that's a different thing. Moshe Feinstein had two tefachidish that if you have the tin pans, the disposable aluminum foil pans, Moshe says since in America we use them once and we throw them out because it's so inexpensive, it doesn't pay to go clean it. So a kli that you only plan to use once and you're going to throw it out is not considered a kli. He says a Mishneh and Kalim then it's not Mekabel Tumah. The Mela, since it's not called the Kli, so you don't require Tfilas Kelim. It's a mitzvah, whenever you buy forks and knives or pots and things, you have to be Tovah and a mitzvah. Klei Suda, so Moshe claims that this is not considered a Kli. So one of the Rabbanim from Gateshead wrote a whole Shiva disagreement with Moshe. He said, what do you mean? Just because in America they're wealthy, but in Africa and Asia or in other parts of the world where they can't afford it, they would use this tin foil pan many times over.
Even in England.
Okay, they would use it over many times. So just because in America they're gvirim, so he times that's not called a kli. It doesn't have the din of a kli because they only use it once. It's only if it's only roy to be used once. But if it's roy to be used many times, but you personally plan to throw it out, even if the whole medina throws it out, but theoretically it is roy to be reused many times. So he times that is a kli. That mishnah that Moshe quotes. Is that's about a pumpkin. We used to carve out a pumpkin and we used to use it as a kli. It was only roy to be used once. It wasn't shach to be used more than once. But if shach to be used many times and the minigam dina is not to use it eight times, then it is called a kli. Not the same as what it says in English. Sefer's mukta because before Yontif, if we would ask him on Erev Yontif, do you plan to use these logs for Hasaf, he would say he doesn't think so. Not going to use it with anything. Next month he's... in the backyard and you don't plan to use it for anything?
I don't even know it's in the backyard.
Yes, and the Mishnah goes like a Judah, Stan Mishnah like a Judah, so it's Mukta and Yantik. And the other thing is...
What is it bothering me if this kid can be used for multiple purposes?
That's what Tosis matters. It's the bottom Tosis. I'm not sure what Tosis answers. Tosis has been titled, Mashnah Mi'etzim Shemukta because Rabbi Yudah Agab Bechazin HaSokya. The Mishnah seems to the Gemara interprets in the Mishnah depends what is it right to be used for, not whether there's an Umdin and Mokha that you plan to use it. So I'm not sure what Tosis answers. I don't know exactly what they answer. I don't know. If anybody knows Pshat in the bottom Tosis, I don't know. Yishlomed olodomi ledavki gabi yotze shal teven lo hikza daito lama asheroi ato lo hikza daito gini maichal behim. I don't know. Tosfos understood that the Gemara is saying something different from what I said. Tosfos understood like you said. I'm not sure what they said. The second half of the bottom Tosfos, I'm not sure. Don't know. I'll have to figure it out. I don't know. The next Mishnah Lamin on the days, this is a famous Gemara. The Mishnah says, a Neutlin eats in. When the Lametes of his Malachas that are forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so one is Bona and one is Soser. So Bona means you're not allowed to build a house or a sukkah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Soser means you're not allowed to take apart. So let's say I have Soser is only a violation if everything is nailed in together and I rip it apart. What if I have a sukkah and the tzach is sitting on the defanus? And I remove the tzach. It's not nailed down. If I remove it, it's also sukkah. It doesn't have to be dafke attached. It's also a violation of sukkah. So the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to remove the tzach from on top of the sukkah. It's a violation of spirit, from a lot of spirit, despite the fact that it's not attached. But if the tzach is very thick, in Hebrew, the word for thick is samuch. Elamin asamachlo. If you have a very thick schach, that's what it sounds like in the Mishnah, then you're allowed to take off. If you remove the whole roof from the sukkah, that would be a violation of sosia. But if you'll make the roof thinner, you'll have a thin layer of schach on the bottom, and you remove all the upper layers of schach, that's permissible. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? But the whole roof is all roof. And if you remove even part of it, it should be a violation of sosa. But no, luckily, that it's only a violation of sosa if it's attached. Why are you not allowed to take off the schach from the sukkah? Because sosa rahola, it's a malach of sosa. You say to the yom, from the thickness also, you're going to take off the upper 2 inches, you're going to be left with the lower 2 inches. Also a violation of Seuss there.
The Ohel remains the Ohel. And it has a cover. The cover remains intact. So why should it be a Seuss or a Holy?
Take away some.
Because L'chatzila, the whole thickness was intended to serve as the roof. So if you take off any of it.
So what do you consider Ohel? If it has a cover, the cover remains unchanged. If it shows it's a 4-inch cover, you have a 2-inch cover. But the Ohel is Ohel.
No, but L'chatzila, when he put on the 4 inches, he intended that it should all be part of the roof.
But
isn't there an asking if it affects inside the building?
That's what I said.
As a matter of fact, Takasha does not know. It should be a violation of first.
You know it doesn't stay intact?
Yeah. The roof would have been thicker. It would have been 4 inches thick, and now it's only 2 inches thick. So the Gemara holds that that's a real malach of sosa, min ha-tara. That should be stira. But to this, the Gemara answers when it says, min ha-samach, the word samach doesn't mean thickness. Min ha-samach lo. Min samach means if you have walls, and you have some logs leaning near the walls, min ha-samach means nearby. It doesn't mean from the thickness.
The law tells you this. Otherwise, you don't need the law. Min ha-samuch lo, the lamed hay.
Min ha-samuch lo, to the
sukkah.
Next to her. Next to the sukkah.
Not to the top of the sukkah.
Law
means to her, not on top.
But you say samuch lo also means from the thickness, from her thickness. From her thickness. Min ha-samuch lo, from her thickness.
Samuch is gedech.
Gedech, that's the word
habamim. Then you have gedech, you don't need law.
You could have said min ha-samuch. Okay. So that's what the Gemara answers. No, samuch lo means what's nearby to it, not gedech. Not gedech. The Gemara says what's close to the wall. And for the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Ramashmo, my samuch lo tfani. The tfani, this chak you normally don't nail down. So whatever is piled up on top is all part of the roof. And if you remove even the upper layer of the chak, that's a violation of soser. But the walls usually, if you do tie down something, the walls of a sukkah. So whatever is just leaning on the walls and it's not tied down, is not part of the ohel. So that's not called a violation of sosa.
Gemara never had to have a hundred minutes as onion for muksa. The Gemara never thought that the ain notes and eights is onion for muksa.
Yeah, the Gemara didn't think it has to do it. The Gemara thought that it's an issur of sosa. Yes. Well, how that it's worse than muktzah, it's an issur of sosa. And Ramanasha says no. Min ha-samuch lo means from the thickness on top. You are permitted to take off from the thickness. But Chacham asking it like this. What if you have a house, and on the roof of the house, you have a bundle of twigs, and you want to take it down on Yom Tov, a bundle of twigs for the furnace? You want to take it down and put it in the furnace to burn. So that's a shalom. No, a bundle of twigs, that's not. So even if I have a bundle of twigs that I have on top of the sukkah, but the bundle is still tied up together. So it's muhaf that it never intended to be mevatelet agav the... It didn't mean that the bundle... A resting place. That bundle is the thickness that's on top of the schach that didn't blend in to become part of the schach. So that's not so, sir. So when it says, then a samach law is permissible to take off those eitzim. I feel if you have a samach law tfana, right? You don't have to say pshat that it's a board of wood that's leaning on the tfanas, but it's not tied down. Kitanya hibi suraisa. The Mishnah says you're allowed to take off twigs from on top of the schach if it's a bundle that's tied up, milachatchila never blended in to become part of the schach. So that's not a violation of sosis. So milachatchila it's twigs. That's only for hasafi. So that's not good enough. That I quote the brayse that there's a psamachlek satanan. Tani rabchia by Yosef kamei the Rabbi Yochanan. One of the Amoraim recited a brayse. One of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan recited the brayse in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan. Ein leklim eitzim in asuke, ela min asamachlo. Same as the Mishnah. That's okay. However you read the Mishnah, you read the brayse. Rabbi Yudah Matir. Rabbi Shimon Matir. What? Rabbi Shimon says you're permitted. Permitted to take off the whole schach. What happened to the Malacha of Sosa? Shemar says, how can it be? Rav Shimon is Mata. The Tanakhama says it's the Malacha of Sosa. Ain't like a Meitzim ben Asuki. You're not allowed to. Rav Shimon says, you're allowed to be Sosa. It's not a Malacha deraisa. Very strange. The Shavin and Uzbi all agree. The Sukkah, Sachad Bachad. That's talking. The Machlegs of Shimon and Tanakhama is on Pesach, around Shavuos, around Rosh Hashanah. Some other time. You want to take down the bundle of twigs on top of the Schach. Nishkin sukkah is shal mitzvah hooked to the mitzvah. It's not a sukkah shal mitzvah at all. You have this little hut on Pesach, and you want to take off the bundle of twigs on top in order to use it in the furnace to keep warm. So it says, and another yom to the machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi. The bundle you're allowed to take off, and the schach itself you're not take off. And somehow Rabbi Shimon says that it's mutter. We don't understand how Rabbi Shimon says mutter. The Gemara is going to ask it in a second. But if it's sukkah, then everybody agrees you're not allowed to. The shav and this they all agree. The sukkah is achad b'chad, the sukkah is a mitzvah, so that's also. However, if he missed no me, I call it fitznoi. But if he makes a stipulation in advance, that even the sukkah is achad, and sukkahs will not become hooked to the mitzvah, period. And now the Gemara is going to dissect every line of the brayse that they don't understand. What do you mean, Rav Shimon matter? How can it be? Rav Shimon says, it's tach ha-maloch of seis, v'kososor ha-holo. It's a maloch of deraisa. And for the Gemara, I'm not my itzchak, the sukkah nefel is askina. We're talking, the sukkah collapsed in the middle of Yom Tov. The whole sukkah collapsed in the middle of Yom Tov. So there's no malach of sosa at all. So what's the problem?
Mukhtse.
So the Tanakhama says it's mukhtse. The bundle of twigs, that is tied up that's sitting on top of the schach, but it's going at last sukkah. So that's no problem on mukhtse. But the schach itself, that you weren't allowed to take off of the sukkah and Pesach and Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos and the malach of sosa. Even though now the whole sukkah collapsed, in the middle of God, the whole thing collapsed. But maybe this katzora ben Ashmashi, since ben Ashmashi, you weren't permitted to take off the roof. It's not nailed down, but it was forbidden to take off the layer of stuff because it's so sere. Even though the whole thing collapsed, and there's no shadow of sense, it's maybe this katzora ben Ashmashi, it's katzora kuryan. Reb Shimon doesn't believe in maybe this katzora, that we know. What's the machlokes hatanaim, Reb Shimon and the Rabbona? Why? Reb Shimon l'tamei. Reb Shimon goes with Shitas. So the leis lein mukse. He doesn't hold for migdus katzoy. The Tani. We have a brayse in Perakira. In the third parak in Shabbos, when you bench lift, so all of the oil is mukse. Why? Because it's a basis for davahas. Because the flame on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, the flame is not mukse because you can light a candle from the flame. But on Shabbos, the flame is mukta. It's mukta machmas atma because he can't mukta machmas gufo. So he can't use the flame for any purpose whatsoever. So the Gemara says, Hanach l'shem and nera psilo, the oil with the wick with the cup is all buses and double her off to the flame to the shalheves. But then the flame goes out. There's no more buses. So what's the problem? So why is the Moshe Shemesh at the Nair? Why does the container, why does the leichter remain mukta? Why does the leftover oil remain mukta? Why can't I take a spoon and take the leftover oil and put it on a salad dressing if he's interested? Why is he not allowed to? So the Gemara says, that's a machlokes hataran. Is there a din? Migdus katzor ben ashmashes, everything was mukta because of buses. The minute the flame goes out, so ice buses. But since Ben Ashmashes had started off his buses, so the Tanakhama holds, Rav Yudah holds, did you say Migdus Katzor? Rav Shimon doesn't believe in Migdus Katzor. So who had the Nami over here? I had a Sukkah, Nishkin Yom Tov Sukkahs. I had a Sukkah on Pesach, on Rosh Hashanah, on Shavuos, I had a Sukkah. You know, let it take off this Chach on top, the Loch of Seisah. But then the whole city collapsed. The whole thing fell apart. So am I allowed to use this schach now? It's regular log. So I want to use it for fire. So are you allowed to use it now to burn in the furnace? Or beauty with the Migris Katzor Ben Ashmashi since Katzor Kolim. Rav Shimon doesn't hold the Migris Katzor. So that's how the Gemara interprets the Brayse.
The sukkah is a sukkah without the schach. You make a sukkah, you make four walls, you call it a sukkah.
Not a sukkah.
For religious reasons, we have a mitzvah to put schach on it.
Okay.
But without the schach, it would be a sukkah also. Not a sukkah for religious purposes.
Yeah.
So therefore, I could put on schach on the sukkah a storage. So it could be, it's a storage area for drinks. So I shouldn't be able to take it off and use it on the.
No, but if he has a building with a roof and he intends.
But no roof! The definition of
storage
is only that you lay it down.
It's only for storage, then it's not stira sohel.
Because schach cannot be kashur.
Okay.
So therefore, it's simple storage.
No, if he just puts it on for storage, he has no better place to put it than puts it. That is not stira, then it's not a malacha.
And on Pesach, if you want to take it off, you can take it off.
No. But the Gemara said if he put it on to give shade or protection from the rain, then it's part of the binyan, even though it's not nailed on, and to remove it would be a malacha thereof.
Why do we call it schach? You can call it kisson. You think the schach gives it the religious connotation.
No, religious. We'll call it kisson. It is kisson. Nishken schach. You're right. Nishken is oi schach. It's only schach on sukkis. You're right. On Pesach it's not schach.
So according to your term, if it's just broke on that, would you be able to take it off?
You can. So that's what the Gemara frek takasha. Frek the Gemara. The Tanya Moshe Shem Shebinev Shebikar, the leftover royal astur, because I'm Bein Hashmash is there is Baruch Tzavah Hasra. And the Tanya Kam holds Migris Katzor. Rav Shimon Matir. Rav Shimon doesn't believe in Migris Katzor. Frek the Gemara, it's not true. Rav Shimon also believes in Migris Katzor. The only time he doesn't hold Migris Katzor is you know in advance it's only going to burn 4 hours, 5 hours. You bench lift. You know the candle goes out after 5 hours. So the shayla is the lechter after the candle goes out. There's no reason to declare that there should be boxes. So Rav Shimon holds this. But if you have a sukkah, what do you mean? Bein Hashmash is Mucha Meila Bad Lachazman. The Hecha Teisim is the sukkah going to collapse in the middle of Shabbos. The Gemara says, what if you had a yard sign cloth? But it looks like it's going to burn for 24 hours. And then it blows out in the middle of Shabbos. Rav Shimon would be Moida Rav Shimon, because Karev HaShosh is that the leftover oil would be busted. Because from the perspective of Bein HaShmash, it looks like it's never going to be any Lachas Man, at which time it's not going to be a busted anymore. So that's the Gemara's Kasher, Freg the Gemara, me dummy. What's the comparison? Hasan by the bench and lift. Adam Yoshev and Mitzapta, the person knows in advance. He can guess in advance how long the oil is going to burn. Put in so much oil, it burns for 5 hours. Put in so much oil, it burns for 8 hours, and that's it. Then I'm a ramen. And then it goes out. So the leftover oil, you don't say Migris Katzoi, because Bein Hashmash is it was Mucha Me'ela, Bad Lachazman. Adam Yoshev and Mitzapta, Amos Aitikov in there, he knows approximately how long it's going to burn. And after it goes out, so there's no Migris Katzoi. Abahacha by the sukkah that collapsed in the middle. Adam Yoshev and Mitzapta, Amos Aitikov, Sukkotoi, or Tmiya. Question mark. Yeah. How can you say it should be like Kos Karev HaShosh that Rav Shimon is Moida that you do say Migris Katzoi? And for the Gemara, no. We're talking about a wobbly sukkah. He knows in advance that it may collapse. So just like, any minute, he knows that there's a chance that it may fall down. So therefore you say it's Mucha Meila Bad Lachazman. There's nothing like it tonight in advance. We say it's Mucha Meila Bad Lachazman. Rav Shimon holds that you don't need Hachanas Abaylam. So it's Mucha Me'ela Bad Lachazman. That's what the Gemara answer. Amar Nachmeitz, Hacha B'sukkah U'askin, it's a wobbly sukkah. They may ask Mordai Te'ilab, everybody knows in advance it may collapse. So that's the same old Machlokes of Yudah Reb Shimon from Shabbos would apply here. Then the Gemara quotes the next line in the Braisa. B'shov in this they all agree, Reb Shimon, Reb Yudah, they all agree, B'sukkah Sachag Bachag, if it's a sukkah Shal Mitzvah, then you say Migdus Tatzoi. Then, not being dispensed, then it's hooked to the mitzvah. Then it's hooked to the mitzvah. However, if you miss my law, I'll call it tonight. But what if you have a sukkah that's hooked to the mitzvah on Yom Tov sukkahs, and he makes a stipulation in advance that he's going to sit in sukkah the first night of sukkahs? And then the rest of Sukkot is going to eat by somebody else. He's only going to sit in Sukkot the night. And he says in advance. And it's chilly. And when it gets chilly, he's going to take down the staff and use it for a fire. So he says, Mr. Allah, call the fitnah. What are you talking about? If it's hooked to the mitzvah, so you can play games. You can say, I have a zin, I have a mind. That after I'll sit in the sukkah the first night of Yontif, and I plan that it should not be hooked to the mitzvah. Does that help? Does it help to make a tanai in advance that you don't want it to be hooked to the mitzvah? Rav Sheish Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Rav Sheish is quoted the name of the Tana that this is a din d'oraisa. We're not playing with a din d'rabbanan here. You're hooked to the mitzvah by sukkah is a real din d'oraisa. Minayim, where do we know from the Chumash? Latzi sukkah shasurim kol shiva. Hooked to the mitzvah is d'oraisa. Shenema, chaga sukkah shivas yomim l'ashem. The Tanya Rabbi Yudah ben Misei Roim. Minayim shuk shem shchal shem shemayim ala chagige. A korban chagige is a korban shlomim. A korban is a hegdish. You're not allowed to be moiled by hegdish. So he says, how do you know that just like a korban has a kedusha as hegdish, and there's an isa moil the hegdish kaoch, so too, chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. How do you know that the sukkah is also hooked to the mitzvah? Famrei machag has sukkah. The sukkah is like a korban. The poshim shot in the word chag means a holiday, but the Tana Darshan's the word chag means why is a holiday called a chag? You don't call Rosh Hashanah a chag. You don't call Purim. We call a modern Hebrew. We call chag Purim. We call Chanukah chag ha'urim, the holiday of the light. We call chag asmicha. But in biblical Hebrew, the word chag only applies to the Amorite. Shmini Atzeres is not called a chag. He says you shouldn't say Yom Hashmini chag la'atzeres hazeh. The Ramah says that that's a mistake. In modern Hebrew, it's good. But he says that davening should be in biblical Hebrew. In biblical Hebrew, he says that Shmini Atzeres is never called a chag. You should say Yom Hashmini Atzeres hazeh. You shouldn't say Yom Hashmini chag la'atzeres. Or the Chassidim say Yom Hashmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh, the Atzeres of Sukkot, which is a Chag, because Chag only applies to such a Yontif on which you bring a Korban Chagiga, because the real meaning of the word, the real root of the word Chag means Korban Chagiga, a Shalmi Chagiga. And as a nickname, we call the Sholosh Regolim a Chag because it's a holiday on which you bring a Korban Chagiga. But the real word Chag means a Korban Chagiga. So this is called a Hekesh. You have two words next to each other in Chumash. The word Chag means a Korban Chagiga, and the word Sukkot means the Sukkot. The Poshub Shat and the Poshub is the holiday of Sukkot. But the Tan is Darshanim, Torah Shabbat Peh, that the word Sukkot means the Sukkot. Doesn't mean the holiday of Sukkot, the festival. The word Chag means the Korban, and the word Sukkot means the Sukkot, the building of the Sukkot. So it's a Hekesh between the structure, the building of the Sukkot, and the Korban Chagiga. Ma Chag Hashem, just like the Korban Chagiga, has Kedushas Korban on it. And it's an Isser Me'ila Beheg, the Shav Sukkah Lashem. So it's a Din D'Oraisa. If you're dealing with a Din D'Oraisa, how can you make a Tanai in advance? I only have in mind to sit in the Sukkah on Laila Harishon of Yontif. And in the morning, I'm the rest of Sukkahs, I'm going to sit in someone else's Sukkah, I don't need it. And in the morning, I plan to use the Sukkah for the fire.
Yeah.
Muttamachmas mitzvah is a mitzvah d'oraisa.
You can say, I don't want to blow shofar only the first day, the second day I'm going to be hit somewhere else, and I don't need the shofar anymore, I'm going
to
burn it.
From one day to the yuxtay, the next day, that's okay. From one day to the next. If he has in mind, I'm just going to use the shofar for the first day Rosh Hashanah, but not for the second day. Okay? So the first day is finished, no more hooks in the mitzvah. But on the first day.
There's no day. There's no how many days. The shofar is not limited to days.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, they don't have the kedusha on the day, and they never called me.
The shofar on the first day is hooked to the mitzvah the whole day. It's mana mitzvah. So the sukkah the whole day. So that's the Gemara's kasha. It says sukkah sachag b'chag is hooked to the mitzvah. But in hisna lef, he makes it tonight. Then it becomes mutabanon in the middle of yomtiv. How can it become mutabanon in the middle of yomtiv? It's an isa deraisa. Should be hooked to the mitzvah for the remainder of the day. Because hooked to the mitzvah is a din d'oraisa. Hooked to the mitzvah is a din d'oraisa. So how can the b'raisa say, "Im hisna le hakol lefi tanoi"? Gemara, you're right. That last line in the b'raisa, "Im hisna le hakol lefi tanoi," doesn't go on sukkah sachag b'chag. That goes on sukkah d'yalma. Amar Menashe, break the rabbi, say for that line in the b'raisa, "Im hisna le hakol lefi tanoi." it will not be hooked, not be mukta. So it doesn't mean he plans to sit in Sukkah Leil Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkis, and then he plans to use the schach the next morning to burn in the furnace. No, that you can't be mata the Yisrael deraisa. It goes on Pesach, it goes on Shavuot, it goes on Rosh Hashanah. But he has a hut. But he's not allowed to take down the roof of the hut. That's Malach of Sosa.
If it steps, it should collapse.
There's a possibility it may collapse. So what did the Braisa tell me? Despite the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says, Nigud is Katzoyle ben Ashmashes, his Katzoyle kula yaymar, if it collapses, and like Moshe Shemesh Ebenair, Moshe Shemesh Ebenair, Shebekaris, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you say Nigud is Katzoyle. Since ben Ashmashes, it was a basis with Davar Hasatin Shal Hevres on Shabbos. And Yom Tov Shal Hevres is not Mukta. But on Shabbos, the flame is Mukta. So since the Shal Hevres is Mukta, so the Shemen and the Psila and the Nair, the container, is a basis. So even after the Shal Hevres goes out. So the reason for the Nair and the Shemen and the Psila being Mukta disappeared already is no more basis. But that's the dinner, Nigel is Katzot. So the Gemara seems to say over here, that's how one day in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yehuda holds Migdus Katzoy. What does it mean? If you didn't say one way or the other, so there was no Hachanas Abayim. But what if the Balabas, the bench is lit, and she said Beferish, and if there'll be any, the candle is only going to burn for 5-6 hours, then it's going to go out Friday night, in the middle of the night sometime. And she says, and if there's any oil left over, I reserve the right to use the oil for salad dressing. And I reserve the right to move the leichter, to move it around. She says, she doesn't want that it should be Migiris Katzoy. So the Gemara seems to say over here, Pashup Shat, if they say in advance, it doesn't become Migiris Katzoy. Rab Shimon doesn't hold the Migiris Katzoy Bechlau. But even Rab Yehuda holds Migiris Katzoy, it's not a halacha, it's an umdine. If you didn't say one way or the other, so then there was no Hachonis Abayla. But if he said Beferish, I know the candle is going to go out, and if it goes out, I don't want the shemen, or the container, or the psila to remain muktzah.
Well, I want to move the lachta from the table because I need the room.
Right. So then the Gemara says here that it will not be Migiris Katzoy. It will not be Migiris Katzoy.
If you need the room, you can move it anyway.
No. If you need the room, it's only muta by Klisha Malachta Le'isr.
There's a buses
to the Shal Heaven. But the Shaila is, Migiris Katzoy ben Ashmas is Katzoy. Is that a halacha? Migiris Katzoy a beauty shita. Is that a halacha? Oh no! Migiris Katzoy just means you need Achanas Abaylin. Rabbi Yehuda holds you need Achanas Abaylin. So ben Ashmas, since the thing was a basis, it was muktzah, the Balabas wasn't thinking about it. But if the Balabas says the Feirish, I know now it's muktzah, but I plan to move it around after the flame goes out. Kodman, the flame is on, it's going to be basis. But after the flame goes out, I haven't seen now to remove the lachta from the table. So this Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda would be moida, that then there would be no din of Migdus Katzoy. And the Ran and Shabbos paskins like this Gemara. Tosfos says that we don't paskin like that. Here, take a look, the little Tosfos. Amar Rabban Asha. Tosfos says the Gemara didn't bother to chapter too much because we don't paskin like this anyway. That's the last line of that little Tosfos, Amar Rabban Asha. Ein Achashish Lemifrach, the Gemara didn't bother to chapter. Ein Anishmaskana. The Gemara backs out from this anyway. So Tosfos says this is only a Havamina that's going to be rejected. And the Ran in Masechet Shabbos and Perikira says no. The Ran says this is Lamaskana, this is not a Havamina, and it's 2 days in the Mechaber. Yeshamim v'yeshamim. The Balabas, the bench is lit. He said, we pass like Rav Shimon. We pass like Rav Shimon, that you don't say Mukta. But on Migiris Katzoy, we don't pass like Rav Shimon. That's how the Gemara makes a compromise in the end of Shabbos. The whole Mesech that the Gemara says, according to Rav Shimon, that you don't need Achanas Habaylin, that the taste is a bit of dishes that are stored away in the cake in the freezer. Rav Shimon said you don't need Achanas Habaylin.
Shabbos.
On Shabbos, So then you can't say Migdus Katzoy Ben Ashmashes is Katzoy Kol Yom. The food is Mucham Me'ela, Bad Lachazman. But according to Rav Yehuda, that you need Achanas Habaylin, it's not Mucham Me'ela. So then you say Migdus Katzoy. So the Gemara says it's Kol Zebizeh. Get to the end of Masechet Shabbos, 150 blot later, towards the very end of the Masechet, the Gemara says we split the Pesach, we make a compromise. And Shabbos we pass like Rav Shimon. Shabbos we pass like Rav Shimon. There's no Mukta by the Pesach with the dishes and the ice cream in the freezer. But the Migdus Katzoy we do pass like. So halacha l'maisa, we do hold for migdus katzoy. What does that mean? It's a din, migdus katzoy. Oh no, it's an umdine. The nafkamina will be, what if the balabas, the dancer's lit? She makes it tonight. I have in mind that after it goes out, I'm going to take the laughter off of the table. So this Gemara says that it's mutter. Omer Amenashe Beit Rabbi, Sefer HaSon, the Sefer that says, Mishnah Mamachta Tanai is good, goes on Sukkah D'Alma, that there's no din of Migdus Katzoy if you have in Zin. And that's how the Ran Paskins like this Gemara. And Tyson says, get, so have a minute, Nitche Machtish Dois. The Gemara didn't bother to... Doesn't matter. The Gemara says that why should it make a difference? I mean, if you hold what?
As in Yom Tov, you say Nishal Akshin, Rabbi Yehuda. So that is a Yom, that is a Mukta.
I mean, if you hold the din is like Rabbi Yehuda on Yom Tov.
Yeah.
If the din is like Rabbi Yehuda on Yom Tov, what maybe Migdus Katzoy will be a din on Yom Tov? Can that? Okay. So I mean, the Gemara is not going like that. Was not going within Rebbe. Okay. So first the Gemara answers that if you make it tonight, then it's good. I will sukkah the mitzvah, but on a real sukkah, hook to the mitzvah soy. Lo mahani beit tonot. Then a tonight will not help. If you're going to sit in the sukkah on Leil Yontif, and then you have in Zin that you don't want that it should be hooked to the mitzvah soy, that after the night, let's have chalamoid, I plan to take apart the whole sukkah and to use it for firewood. So then the Gemara says that tonight will not help. Shrek the Gemara, what do you mean? Is that true? The sukkah the mitzvah? Oh, is that really true? That tonight will not help on the sukkah the mitzvah? Shtei b'feirish and not tasef the b'hatanya. Sinchacha kilchas, they made a kosher sukkah. And then you added on noye sukkah, the itra, and you beautified the sukkah by putting on kramim, sardinim hamitzayorim, fancy sheets. And designs and tolabo you have noye sukkah, goyzim, shkeidim, afarskim, imoinim, all kinds, pachile and oven, clusters of grapes. You put in bottles of wine, bottles of oil, containers of solas, noye sukkah. Batora shibolin, you put in beautiful things to beautify. So there's a din in general, there's always an Indian of noye mitzvah, to have a nice talis echo, to have a nice twillin echo. But in a sukkah, there's a specific Indian of Peshul Kain Tadur. Not only is it the universal din of Noye Sukkah, Zekem Man Beu, to do Noye Mitzvah, and a sukkah, if you beautify the sukkah, then you enhance the mitzvah of sukkah. It's more Peshul Kain Tadur. Because people live in an apartment, they have nice chandeliers, they have nice puppets, they have nice drapes. They don't just live in a bare apartment with a dirt floor. They beautify the home stuff. You beautify the sukkah, as a Hebrew in the mitzvah of sukkah, Peshul Kain Tadur. So that's why the Braisa talks a lot about, more so about Noye Sukkah than in general. The general din is a general din, and Noye Mitzvah Sukkah is an addition, an additional key in the case we came to do. And it says that all the Noye Sukkah have the din of Hook to the Mitzvah. So also the topic of Ma'am Toyan to Shulchak. Fine, okay, we'll get to the details. They missed Aleh Makalafi Tanoi. State the Farish. We're talking Hook to the Mitzvah, so Din Deraisa. We just said it's a Din Deraisa. And nonetheless, if he made it tonight, then it's a bit of mutter. Yeah, so what did you just tell me before, that tonight doesn't help because it's a din deraisa? Here it says that it does. And for the Gemara, Abai Barava, Dami Shabai, they both gave the same answer. Very often there's a machlekes Abai Barava, here's Yetzman HaKlal, they both agree. Abai Barava both agree, Boimer, that's what Dr. Lamb says once in a while. Rabbi Shechter, Rabbi Tendler, both said the same thing. How can it be that they both agree? Something unusual. Abai Barava, Dami Shabai, they both said the same thing that was. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Dami Shabai, they both agree. They didn't disagree. The Bible of the both came to the same answer. But may anybody who has called being ashmashes, the lechol of kedusha alai, avolati sukkah, the lechol of kedusha alai is katzoy l'shiva. I will not abstain from using it. The Taisvis, there's a major machlekes how to read the Gemara. The Taisvis reads the Gemara like this. Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Taisvis reads the Gemara like this. I sit in a sukkah on Leil Yom Tov, and I have in Zin. I want to be yotzei in the midst. And then Chalamayt, I plan to destroy the whole sukkah, and I want to use the logs, and I want to use the schach to burn in the furnace. So Tosfos says, that's an Issa Deraisa. There's no way that you can make such a tonight. But I'm a Noye sukkah. I say, I reserve the right, if you wanted the Noye sukkah to become blended into the sukkah the first night of Yom Tov, when you're going to sit there in the sukkah, it's fafal. So then the Noye Sukkah also become part of the Sukkah Hukzim Mitzvah Adin Daraisa, and you can't change your mind. And even though you said in advance that you want to use an Achal Moed, does not. But if you made a declaration in advance, I don't want the Noye Sukkah to become Hukzim Mitzvah from day number one. On the Sukkah itself, that's the Sukkah. Help Nish. The Tanai will not help. Even if you say, I don't want the Sukkah to become hooked to the Mitzvah. Tzai says it doesn't help. The Sukkah becomes hooked to the Mitzvah against your wishes. Against your wishes. But the Noye Sukkah, that's up to you. Do you want the Noye Sukkah to blend in, to be part of the Sukkah?
It's like blending it to the Sukkah.
So if he doesn't want it to blend in, to become part of the Sukkah, any Beitel Mehem called Ben Ashmashes, from the very first minute of Sukkah, I don't want the Noye Sukkah to blend in. So then the Noye Sukkah will not become hooked to the Mitzvah.
So what do you want
to beautify the Sukkah, but he says, I reserve the right to eat the Noye Sukkah, to drink the wine, and to eat the estrog that's hanging, to use it for whatever I want, even Ben Ashmash. So if he says, I reserve the right to use it from the very beginning, so never blends in to become hooked to the Mitzvah from the very beginning. If he wants it to become... He wants it to be, he says, I'm not going to use it the first day of Sukkah. But Chalmai, I'm taking it all apart. So then they give, then Taisa says it wouldn't help. Then the Tanai would not help. But if you make such a Tanai, I reserve the right to use all the Noye Sukkah, even the first day, the whole Ben Ashmash, then the Noye Sukkah will not become hooked to the Mitzvah. But the Sukkah itself will become hooked to the Mitzvah. That's how Taisa read the Gemara. And the Ramban and the Rif, the Zulm, the Goyim, says in letter base, of Al Harif, Mefarej, and he tells you to look in the Ramban. The Rif says no. The answer goes on Sukkah also. The Sukkah is Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah like a Korban Chagiga. A Korban Chagiga, you have to have Hakdosha. The Bala Korban has to say, I raise a Korban Shlomim. If he's not Magnish, it doesn't become a Shlomim Bal Korchoi. So the Sukkah doesn't become Bal Korchoi. So let that person sit in the Sukkah. And he has in mind, he does not want the Sukkah to become hooked to the Mitzvah. He says, Yotzeh the Mitzvah of Sukkah, but it does not become hooked to the Mitzvah. Tosis says that you cannot have such a thing. Once you get to the mitzvah, it becomes hooked to the mitzvah about korchot. But the Ramban holds that it's not true. It's totally in the Das HaBailim. So when the Gemara answers, that's what Tosis says.
The Kabbalah.
Tosis says, if you get to the mitzvah, then it becomes about korchot shalad. The Ramban holds that it's not about korchot shalad. The Ramban holds that it only becomes hooked to the mitzvah. If you wanted to, you have the right to be yotzei the mitzvah, and it won't become a holy, it won't become miskadosh b'kedusha sukkah. There are two kinds of sukkahs. There's a secular sukkah, and there's a holy sukkah. In fact, the Rashba on this daf, on daf lamed on the base, is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, the halacha says like this, that this din of hooked in the mitzvah, so there is a machlokes hatanoim, that they shaman b'silin, the Mishnah sukkah, and that person and ours. Let's say the children had a hut that they were playing in all summer long. They made a hut, the children made for fun. And then it comes sukkahs, and it's a kosher sukkah, you want to use it. So the Shammai say it's no good, because it wasn't built in Shem. It wasn't built in Shem. Sukkah and Shammai. They still will say that it is good. They still will say that it is good. So why did the Shammai hold that it's no good? So the Ramban and the Rashba learned shot like this. This, everybody agrees, that the hook to the mitzvah only applies if it was built in Shem sukkah. Just like a carbon chagiga, only has kedushas carbon if it was hukdash, if there was a haktosha. So the sukkah only becomes hooked to the mitzvah if it's built l'shem sukkah. So b'shamai say you can only fulfill the mitzvah in such a sukkah that has a kedushas sukkah, it's hooked to the mitzvah. And the sukkah say there's two kinds of sukkah, there's a holy sukkah and a secular sukkah. This is how the Ramban learns. So the Ramban learns, even though the din is like this Hillel, you can be yotzei the mitzvah with a sukkah that is not built l'shem mitzvah, but a kedusha sukkah will not have. It won't be hooked to mitzvahs unless he built l'shem sukkah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Rashba halacha l'maisa. So the later Paskin chapter of the Mishnah Berurah, they say, what did he pull out of Rashba just like this? He doesn't grab it. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't even quote it from the Rashba over here, because the Rashba and Abayit is HaKadosh, Abkiyas. The Rashba wrote another sefer that's called Avodas HaKodesh, all on Hilchas Mukta, a little sefer, all kinds of Mukta. So he writes this in Avodas HaKodesh. So they point out, number one, the Rashba should have quoted from Beit Zadaf Laman on Beit. Number two, he shouldn't have quoted the whole thing at all, because we don't pasken like the Rashba, and Shulchan Aruch pasken like the Tosfos. that once you sit in the sukkah, even if you scream bloody murder, I don't want the sukkah to become hooks in the mitzvah, so the person who doesn't help. If you say you don't want it to become, it only helps on the noye sukkah, but on the sukkah gufa, it doesn't help.
So the language will be like closeness.
The way we have the gears, they read like tesis. Yeah. We have in the Gemara, Abai Rabbi both said, in contrast to the Noye Sukkah, that's how Tosfos had the Girsa. The Ramban and the Riff had a little different. It's not a difference between Noye Sukkah versus Atzei Sukkah. The Ramban and the Rashbo and the Riff had a different Girsa. It's any Boidel called Ben Ashmashes. If I say, I don't want it to become hooked to the Mitzvah at all, then it helps on the Sukkah and on the Noye Sukkah, it helps on both. But if you want it to become this Kaddish B'Kedusha Sukkah, you want to be Yotzei the Mitzvah Leil Sukkah, so you want it to become this Kaddish, why not? And you want the Kedusha to disappear in the middle of Chol HaMoed. So that the Ramban says in the Gemara, there is no such thing. Well, you want the Kedusha to disappear. You can't say, I want to be Magdish it for a day, and after the day it should disappear. The Gemara has a Lashon that Kedusha L'Pakah B'Chedin. The Hekdush doesn't disappear. So that's a fundamental machlokes, the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Rif on the one hand, and the Balei HaTosfos on the other hand.
What is the Rav to do with not achieving the Rav that it's not a Sukkah?
He says only if the Sukkah was constructed L'Hashem. If the Sukkah was constructed L'Hashem, other Rabbi, that's how he reads it. Chag, the Sukkah is compared to a Karma Chagiga if it was made L'Hashem, if it was made L'Hashem Shammai. That's what Beisila learned out, that the Sukkah has to be built L'Shma from the word L'Hashem. So the Gemara asks, what does Beis Shammai do? So the Rashba and the Ramban learn, the only time the Sukkah is hukash to a chag is when it was built L'Shem Hashem. If the Sukkah was not built L'Shem Hashem, they still say it'll be a kosher Sukkah.
I have no kavanah. It seems to me that you're saying you have to have kavanah. If you have no kavanah, the Gemara later seems to indicate that you have to have specific kavanah to be part of the Sukkah.
On the normal circumstance, I build a sukkah for Yontif and I hang up my sukkah that blends in to become Kaddish Kedushas HaSukkah, hooked to the mitzvah. If I have the fairish in mind that it shouldn't become, so then it won't become.
If I have no kavanah, I build the sukkah, no kavanah.
So the Rashba says that it won't, the Rashba and the Ramban hold that it won't become this Kaddish. But we assume that's Dhamma, he probably does have
a sukkah, you build a hut.
Okay.
You know, Kavona, you build a hat, not a sukkah.
But if you build it within 30 days before sukkah, then we assume that the Rambam was built the shame sukkah. Unless you have in mind the fairish, that you don't want it to become this kind. That you don't want it to become this kind. The beginning of Parshas Vayakhel, we read again several times in the Chumash, we have a connection between Asiyas HaMishkan and the mitzvah of Shabbos. So the Gemara has a comment on Masechah Shabbos. We know that there are 39 malachah, 39 categories of malachah that are forbidden on Shabbos. The Gemara says, how do you know that there are lamed to ourselves in malachah? So one time learns it out from the following drasha. We have the Brisa, Rabbi Shmuel says there are yud gimel midas shatana drashas, but there are many more than yud gimel midas, many more drashas than that. So one time it says that there's the following drasha. If you have a word repeated many times in the Chumash, you add up how many times the word is repeated, and that gives you a number. Like it says, you should be zerk to dam al karnas hamizbeach, al karnas hamizbeach, al karnas hamizbeach. So you add it up, and that tells you how many zrikas you have. Or it says basukas teishru, kolazay yeshu basukas, ki basukas hashafti. You add it up, and that tells you how many defanas you need. And that's a drasha gemurah. That's not a balaturim. That's a real drasha gemurah. You add up the word. The one Tana says in the Gemara, you add up from the beginning of Bereshit till the end of Kol Yisrael, how many times does the word Malacha appear? 39 times. So the word Malacha appears 39 times, that's how you come to the sum total of 39. Kasha appears many more than 39 times. So the Rishonim and Achrayim matters, which words you do count, which words you don't count. Okay, that's one drasha. So that's considered a bona fide drasha. One Tana holds that's a drasha Gemura, how many times does the word appear? Then the other Tana says, we arrive at the number 39 from this process. Eile hadvarim asher tziva Hashem lasot asam. The word Eile is a gematria of Lamed Vav, of 36. Dvarim is in plural, miyad rabim shnayim. And hadvarim, hey haidia, makes it a 3. Dvarim is 2, hadvarim is 3. And 3 and 36 is 39. That's the Lamed Tassel's long. So the Gemara says, so the Pnei Yeshua says, that's a balatun. Even though Tana says, that's not a, that's Because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that Gematria is part of Rosh Lachach. Gematria is not from Midrash Hatzaron of Rosh Hashanah. How many times the word appears in Chumash, that's a real Drasha Gemara. You don't have to hold from this Drasha that you go from the beginning of Bereshit to Leini Kol Yisrael. How many times the word Malach appears? And by Yisrael, by Tzadik it says Lassus Malach, and by other people it is Malach, unrelated to Shabbos. So one Tana holds you do Darshan, one Tana holds you don't. But the Tana holds you do Darshan, this is the Drasha Gemara. How many times the word appears? But to say a Gematria, Eile Hadvarim, Dvarim Hadvarim, Eile Hadvarim, that it's Lamatez, Klein Shura said that's only an Asmachta Mirabon. Anyway, the Gemara has a discussion in Masech HaShabbos, in Nafaya, and that Memtes. How do you establish that there are Lamatez Avos Malachas? What is the idea behind all of the Avos Malachas on Shabbos? So the Chumash says, the idea is to be made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created the world. Because if people are going to do, the Baruch Hu wants us to be Shutzim. The Baruch Hu created an imperfect world, and he wants man to, he gives us this Chiyah to become a Shutzim. We should plow, we should plant, we should harvest, we should build, we should accomplish. He gives us a choice. If we become shutris, Hashem is us. But if we're going to work 7 days a week, kesedus, are we going to think that we're going to forget about the shutris? So the Baruch Shalom wants it at least. Every Shabbos we should remember that we're not the real Balabatim. The Baruch Shalom is really the one who created the world. He gives us a schir to become a shutris. So that's why the main kavana of Shabbos is that Sheish Yitzharim Vas Hashem Es Hashemayim Es Haaretz. We have to abstain from Malach and Shabbos, that we shouldn't forget that we're not the main people who do everything. The Baruch Shalom is the one who created the world, and he only gave us a skill to become Shutz. But this drasha, that's what the definition is, this drasha to establish the Lamatas of Malach, that's only an Asmachta, that's not a real drasha. The Gemara has a din that's based on a Gematria. Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom. If a Nazir doesn't say, have any Nazir, doesn't say how long. If he says, I want to be a Nazir a year, 10 years, 50 years, whatever he says goes. But if he says, Sam Nazir is a Shloshim Yom. So the Gemara says that's learned out from Kurdish Yihiyeh. The word Yihiyeh is a Gematria of 30. So that's not Chanof in the Gemara in Nazir. So the Rishonim and Achorim say that's only an Asmachta. The Rambam and the Pirish HaMishnah is a Nazir. And the Ramban and the Sefer HaGu'ula write about that on the Gematria of an Oshantem and the Pnei Shur and Shabbos and the later Acham, they all say that's only an Asmachta, that's not a real Drosh. Because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the Gematria is Papiros LaChochma. Gematria is not from
Papiros.
Papiros LaChochma. It says Kufis, the Gematria is only Papiros. It's Papiros, it's for fun. But it's not a real, it's not from the Midrash HaTorah and the Drosh HaTorah. How many times the word appears in Chumash, that sometimes is a Drosh HaGmur. But in Gematria, that's only a rem.
Oh,
name.